nice greeting, then you're in for a treat tonight. We are going to be reading about a wonderful, adorable, renowned hamster. This episode is all about Hamtaro. So snuggle up in your little pile of wood shavings or whatever is great for hamsters. And cozy up with some sunflower seeds, some sunflower tea, if that exists. And let's learn all about Hamtaro. Right, this is the Wind Down Wiki podcast. If you're new here, my name's Savannah, and I read wiki pages to you to help you fall asleep. So for tonight's episode, we're on the Hamtaro Wikipedia page. Hamtaro, known in Japan as Trotting Hamtaro, Totoko Hamtaro, is a Japanese manga and storybook series created and illustrated by Ritsuko Kawai. The manga is serialized in Shogakukan's all-girls magazine Chao, was serialized in 1997. Focusing on a hamster named Hamtaro, who has a variety of adventures with other hamsters, known as Ham-Hams, or Hamu-chans in the Japanese version. Viz Media published the manga adaptations and storybooks in English. Multiple anime adaptations were produced by TMS Entertainment and aired on TV Tokyo. The first series was dubbed in English by The Ocean Group. Plot. The series revolves around a hamster named Hamtaro, who is owned by a 10-year-old girl named Hiroko Haruna, or Lara Haruna in the English dub. Curious by nature, Hamtaro ventures out each day to make friends and go on adventures with a clan of fellow hamster friends known as the Ham-Hams. The Ham-Hams meet a special clubhouse built by Boss, or in Japanese, Taisho. I should point out that on the Wikipedia page, they have the original children's book cover illustration for the photo, and it's so cute. It's just like really pastel looking, like Hamtaro was colored with colored pencil, and he's sitting in a little playhouse with holding a sunflower seed. And it's so adorable. It makes me want to get the children's books so I can look at the beautiful art in there. So the next section is media. First is manga. There are three manga about Hamtaro. First, A Home for Hamtaro. Second, Hamtaro Gets Lost. And third, Jealous Hamtaro. In the first two, Hamtaro's owner is named Yukari, while in the latter, her name is Amy. Next, anime. In Japan, Hamtaro aired three anime series, released four movies, several specials, many video game and DVD releases, and merchandise. By 2002, the franchise had generated $2.5 billion in merchandise sales. The success was not paralleled in the US, however, with only the first series, some special episodes, three video games, though two others were released in Europe, and limited merchandise. Ah, I'm so jealous! Which ones were released in Europe? I used to play the Hamtaro games a lot as a kid. I think I played all of them. There was the Game Boy Color one, which I don't remember the name for. Then there was Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak, which was my absolute favorite. So I think I am going to read the wiki page for that, since there's not too much on this page, in a little bit. And then the third one was something to the tune of, Hamtaro Ham Ham Olympics, which was really, really fun as a kid. They had synchronized swimming that you like hit the buttons to make your dance get a better score. Same thing for the diving. when you did diving, you had to hit the button at a certain time and it would like do a perfect dive. There was like a long jump, and maybe I think there was pole vaulting too. Just a really cute, fun game if you like Kamtaro. Oh, here we go. Oh, okay. Sorry. Hold on. Let me finish the anime section. There's one sentence left, and then we'll read about games. On February 23rd, 2011, it was announced that Hamtaro would be receiving a series titled Totoko Hamtaro Detchu. Oh, okay. I guess that's out now if they announced that in 2011. All right, so now for games. The Hamtaro franchise has multiple video game titles with independent storylines. These titles include adventure and educational games. They can be found on PC, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advanced, and the Nintendo DS. So, just to run down the list of games, the first is Japan only, Totoko Hamtaro Tomodachi Daisakusen Detchu. Detchu. I don't know what Detchu means. But friendship, big plan, Detchu. Let's look. Let's see what it means. I don't know what Detchu is. Hold on, let's look. If I go to G-Show, will it know? Oh, I'm so dumb. Okay, it's like, you know, desu. It's like a cute form of desu. Detchu. Tomodachi Daisakusen Detchu. That is so cute. Okay. That was released in 2000. Next is Hamtaro, Ham Hams Unite, released in both Japan and North America, first in 2001. Then Hamtaro, Ham Ham Heartbreak, for the Game Boy Advance, released in Japan in 2002 and North America in 2003. This next game is on the PC and Mac, is called Hamtaro, Wake Up Snoozer, released in 2003. Snoozer was a character who was always falling asleep, and he like slept in a sock, I think. I just remember him being in a sock or something like a sleeping bag all the time. Very cute. Okay, next is Hamtaro Rainbow Rescue for the Game Boy Advance, released May 22nd, 2003. Next is Hamtaro Ham Ham Games. Oh, this is the one I'm talking about for Game Boy Advance, released in 2004. Ham Ham Games. Check it out if you have a Game Boy Advance. Or you might be able to find a ROM hack of it, but you didn't hear it from me. Okay. Next is Totoko Hamtaro Nazunazu Q Kumo no Eyo. Kumo no Ei no Jo. I don't know what that is. Nazunazu Q. Let's see if we can find info about this. Nazunazu Q Kumo no Ue. Kumo no Ue. Above the clouds. Kumo. Clouds. No. Ue. Above the clouds. Nazo. Oh, okay. Nazunazu is puzzle. Puzzle. Nazunazu Q Kumo no Ue no Jo. Something about puzzles above the clouds. Raise your hand if you want all of the unreleased Hamtaro games to come out in the US. My hand is raised. And finally, the last one is Hi Hamtaro, Little Hamster's Big Adventure. The Hamtaro theme song has a little special place in my heart. I love it so much. So that's it for the Hamtaro Wikipedia page. Let's hop on over to the Hamtaro fandom page. All right, now we're on the Hamtaro Wiki page for Hamtaro. Hamtaro is a male hamster and the main character of the manga and anime, Hamtaro. Hamtaro and his friends love to have fun. He has a great relationship with his owner, Laura Haruna. Little jump in the sentence, the paragraph flow here. Biju has a crush on him, but he doesn't seem to notice. Hamtaro is always there for his friends, whether it's boss or snoozer. It makes it sound like he's just only there for boss or snoozer. What about Oxnard, his actual best friend? Oh well, anyways. So on the fandom Hamtaro wiki page, there's a more updated picture of Hamtaro. It looks like more from the animation, so he has the solid black outlines, and instead of the nice color pencil, really faded, cute, shiny eyes, these eyes are like the definitive anime eye. They are black with three white shine circles of varying sizes. Alright, so character description. General. Owned by Laura Haruna, Hamtaro is a ham-ham who's always ready to help out his friends and his owner, by whom he can't stand being ignored. Often seen as the real leader of the ham-hams, his innocent nature leaves him clueless about many things, most notably love, and it would appear that Biju, Barrette, Sparkle, Lapis, and Oshare all have developed a crush on him at some point. Oh, Hamtaro's quite the ladies' man. The ladies' ham, excuse me. Hamtaro makes the most out of his life as a small hamster and lives out each day in the spirit of friendship and fun. That's how I want to live my life. In the original anime, Hamtaro ends his sentences with nanoda, a phrase often used by playful characters. This is changed to ham ha, paka paka, and kush kush in the English version. Hamtaro cares deeply about others and loves to help his friends, and is selfless and kind to everyone he meets. He is also incredibly brave, as shown when he saves Penelope from a cat in one of the first episodes, only one of many instances of his bravery and willingness to help his friends. Penelope is really cute hamster. I'm just getting into the spirit of it. Penelope is a cute ham. I had a toy of her as a kid. And so her deal is that she's the tiniest hamster, and she wears a sheet over her head, like a yellow cloth. So it just looks like she has like a skirt, kind of like a ghost, look. But it doesn't look like it's not her fur the way that they draw it. But she's wearing a sheet over her head. Anyways, I had a toy of this, of Penelope as a kid. And you could lift it up and you could see the real hamster underneath. And it was so cool because, like, it was rare that you would see what she actually looks like in the show. For some reason, I remember playing with this toy and I put it in a tree because, you know, that's what you do as a kid, put toys in trees. And then I came back inside and I forgot about it. So then when I came out, presumably the next day, or maybe a few days, Penelope had gotten rained on, and she looked so sad. I felt awful. But don't worry, I brought her back in, and I'm pretty sure I still have her, so it's a happy story. Alright, the next section is relationships. First is his owner, Laura Haruna. Hamtaro has a very strong bond with his owner, Laura, and often rallies the ham-hams to help her with her problem. They sometimes even share dreams with each other. Hamtaro becomes very jealous and upset when Laura ignores him, especially in the film, Hamtaro Adventures in Ham-Ham Land. In the 1999 pilot episode, Hamtaro has a crush on Laura, then named Natsumi, but this was not established in the final series. Oxnard. Oxnard was the first hamster Hamtaro met after moving into their new house, and the two have been best friends ever since. They were also neighbors until Oxnard went to live with Pepper, and even their owners are best friends. Oxnard acts as a big brother to Hamtaro. Oxnard's always carrying around a sunflower seed. And he's a gray and white hamster. That's what I remember about him. And in English, he has kind of a dopey voice. Oh, Hamtaro. I can't do it. Well, I don't know, Hamtaro. That's not it at all. I'm done. Next is Boss. After Hamtaro met Oxnard, they both fell into a tunnel, after which they met Boss. Hamtaro looks up to Boss, as he is older and usually wiser, and they are very good friends. Boss is jealous that Biju likes Hamtaro, but Hamtaro doesn't even notice her crush on him, which causes him to occasionally get protective of Biju. Despite this, Hamtaro and Boss remain very close friends. Biju. Biju has a crush on Hamtaro. Woo! But he is completely clueless about it. In the first episode, Biju winks at Hamtaro after he sings and dances for her with Oxnard and Boss. Her crush on him becomes stronger in Come Out, Biju, after Hamtaro compliments her ribbons. So, if you don't know what Biju looks like, she is a all-white hamster. She has little pigtails underneath her ears on the side with her fur, and then blue ribbons. And I don't know if any of the wiki pages have mentioned this because they have photos, but Hamtaro is a white or a cream. He's a cream and orange hamster with an orange spot going over his left eye, and his ears are orange. So there you go. So after Hamtaro complimented her ribbons, she started catching some feelings. There are a few more cases of Biju's crush in episodes in I Want to See You, Biju, and Satisfied Biju, They Go on a Date. Though Hamtaro misunderstands the concept and invites all of the other ham-hams. Oh no, Hamtaro. In a Valentine battle, Biju competes with Sparkle and Oshade for Hamtaro's love. Despite this, Hamtaro still retains a childish outlook on love. Although he cares a lot about Biju and considers her a close friend, he doesn't notice her crush on him, and his feelings for her remain purely platonic. Oh, that was rough. That was hard to say. Outside of the anime, Biju and Hamtaro have a stronger relationship. In Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak, they are said to be an actual couple, but Hamtaro seems to be confused when it is mentioned to others. There is also line stickers of Hamtaro and Biju kissing with the Japanese onomatopoeia chew. Smooch. So, do you think Hamtaro and Biju are a thing? Or is Hamtaro just doing himself? He doesn't, he's enjoying his hamster life. What do you think? Okay, so on the fandom Hamtaro page, they have two games listed for Hamtaro. So let's just see what they have to say about those. The first is Hamtaro, Ham Hams Unite. Hamtaro is the player character of Hamtaro, Ham Hams Unite. He explores and learns Ham Chat while gathering the rest of the Ham Hams. So Ham Chat is the language that the hamsters speak, at least in the games. So they have things like Ham Ha, which is hello in hamster. I actually had a friend in elementary school and I found out that he played this game, which is kind of why we became friends, and we would use the hamster speak with each other. So, shout out to Alan! Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak is the next game listed here, and it says Hamtaro is the player character alongside Biju. He saves her from being trapped by a boulder, and the two journey together to help other hamsters' relationships. It's a game all about helping couples that are having a hard time, and it's just so cute. All right, we will read more about Ham Ham Heartbreak after we get through the rest of the fandom wiki. So, next up is character descriptions for the manga. There is more than one hamster protagonist named Hamtaro in the manga series. Interesting. So the first manga that is listed is A Home for Hamtaro and Other Stories, and Hamtaro Gets Lost and Other Stories. Okay. In these two volumes, Hamtaro lives with a little girl named Yukari, given to her by her father as a birthday present. Before this, he lived with his mother and siblings. Hamtaro acts more like a real hamster in this than the TV counterpart, being territorial, gnawing, and sensitive to extreme temperatures. He is quite proud and likes to show off his talents. He can get upset at times and gets into scrapes where Yukari often has to help him. He can be nice too, and wants to help Yukari when she's upset. He befriends another hamster named Chido, and later is married to and has babies with a hamster named Momo. There's no Biju here. There's no Biju. This is just Hamtaro, the real hamster. Next is Jealous Hamtaro and Other Stories. Hamtaro in this book loves his owner Amy, whom he first met when he was wet in a storm and has been loyal to ever since. POV, you're out in a storm and you find a hamster. How do you know it's a hamster? If I saw a hamster out in the rain, I would not think it's a hamster. I would think it was a mouse, and I don't think I would pick it up. But thank you, Amy, for saving Hamtaro. Hamtaro is proud and delusional, thinking of Timothy as a rival, believing he would not harm him, or even thinking he has to leave Amy due to Timothy winning. To clarify, there is no context for who Timothy is and why he's a rival, so I have no more information than you do. Despite his jealousy, he is not completely selfish, and feels guilty whenever he causes Amy emotional pain and wants her to be happy. He says love instead of love, among other words. Okay. And then the last character description is for Totoko Hamtaro, Hamuchanzu de gozaimachu. Hamtaro lives with the Ham Hams and is owned by Ji-chan, and he lives in a pet shop. So that's it for the manga character descriptions. There's a little trivia about Hamtaro, so let's see what the three trivia facts are about Hamtaro. Hamtaro's birthday is August 6th, a Japanese Goro Awase wordplay on ham. So 8 in Japanese is hachi, so ha, and then 6, if you have 6 things, is mutsu, so mu, hamu. Oh, that's so cute. His birthday is hamu. Adorable. As stated in the Happy Birthday Hamtaro special, Hamtaro shares his birthday with Cappy. Cappy is a hamster that always wears a hat. And the third fact is Hamtaro doesn't truly love any hamster. In fact, the only hamster he has ever shown obvious signs of affection for is Championi in Your Late Prince, where he briefly stares adoringly at her along with the rest of the male hamsters present. And for Princess Sai-Ra in Hamtaro the Captive Princess, after she kissed him on the cheek. Sorry, Biju, you're not in the list here. But you get redeemed a little bit, Biju. You got a little bit of love, because in Ham Ham Heartbreak, you guys are called a couple, so it kind of works out. So now, just because it's near and dear to my heart, I thought we could read the Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak wiki page on the Hamtaro wiki on fandom.com. Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak, or Totoko Hamtaro 3, Dabu Dabu something something, I can't read that kanji, is a Nintendo video game for Game Boy Advance, and the sequel to Totoko Hamtaro Tomodachi Daisakusen Dechu, and Hamtaro Ham Hams Unite. Ham Ham Heartbreak was the second Hamtaro game released in America and Europe, but the third one in Japan. It was released in Japan on May 3rd, 2002, but in the US on April 8th, 2003, and in Europe on June 27th, 2003. On the wiki, they show the cover art for the Game Boy Advance game, and it has kind of that pastel color pencil art from the first Hamtaro game. And there's a big picture of Hamtaro and Biju holding hands. And Hamtaro is holding the love meter, which I think might be explained later in the article, so I will wait to describe that. And then the logo, Hamtaro, Ham Heartbreak, with on one side there is a full heart, and the other side is a broken heart. And on the corresponding sides is an angel named Harmony and a devil hamster named Spat. All right, let's learn about the plot. At the start of the game, Hamtaro is having a nightmare. A hamster dressed in a black devil costume holding a trident is destroying the relations of various hamsters. Is that what it's called for a devil? A trident? I feel like it has to have a different name, but it's not coming to my mind. I guess it's a trident. Alright, so that's bad. Then, the hamster notices Hamtaro and attempts to attack him. Hamtaro is then awakened by Boss, to whom he tells his dream. After this, the Hamchat dictionary gets water spilled on it, leading to its contents being forgotten. Hamtaro has to refill it by communicating with other hamsters. Hamtaro then goes to find Bijou at Sunny Peak and saves her after she gets trapped by a boulder. After that, they team up to resolve a misunderstanding between Oxnard and Pepper. The villain Spat, the character foreshadowed in Hamtaro's nightmare, then appears and tells about himself. At the clubhouse, Hamtaro and Bijou meet Harmony, who is tired from trying to stop Spat. Hamtaro and Bijou then go out to help repair Hamster's relationships and stop Spat from his mischief. Gameplay. Like its predecessors, Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak is an adventure game. Set in the world of Hamtaro, the player controls Hamtaro. The game expands on the gameplay of earlier titles by adding Bijou as a partner. Together they have to save the other Ham Hams from Spat, an evil hamster with a hatred for any kind of relation, by learning Hamchat and visiting various locations. Let's look at some Hamchat real quick. Alright, I'm just going to look at a random one. Oopa is an enthusiastic sound used when the hamsters see something they desire and take off after it. Oh, this is so cute. Shmubby wubby. The sound made when the hamsters show their affection for one another. They rub together. The word used in the Japanese version is suri suri, from the Japanese word hozuri. It expresses one's affection for another. Ho means cheek, and zuri means to rub, so it means cheek to cheek in English. Ho zuri. Alright, one more. Kush kush. Kush kush is the sound made when hamsters are embarrassed or shy, or when they're cleaning or grooming themselves or scratching their heads. Oh, these are words from the anime that I just read. So there's more from the game. Let's look at three from Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak, and then we'll finish reading about Hamtaro Ham Ham. Delinquew. Delinquew. When this happens, the hamster spins around wearing sunglasses while making a taunting face, with the Japanese expression mark for angry on their foreheads. So delinquew means bad. Next is losty, which means lost. When this happens, the hamster makes an animation where they look from left to right and then returns to the front with a shocked face. Last one. Pushy. Pushy is to shove or to push. So when you do pushy, you turn around and mimic pushing something. So in the game, you actually can use like some of these as like, you actually have to use the hamster language to interact with the game, so you can use pushy to move items around. If you want a relaxing game, this is it. Oh, also, you collect gems in it. I hope the wiki mentions it, because you can collect emeralds and stuff, and I don't know what you do with them. I don't remember, but who doesn't want to collect gems? So, back to the wiki page under gameplay. The goal in Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak is to defeat Spat once and for all and to repair all the destroyed relationships. A third quest that supports those two is to obtain all of the Hamchats. Hamchats are words, but also much more than that. At the start of the game, Hamtaro accidentally causes almost all of the Hamchats in his Ham Ham dictionary to vanish, starting the hunt to fill the dictionary. Each Hamchat represents both a word for communicating and an action or motion. For instance, looky means to look. It is one of the most common Hamchats in the game, and solely as an action function. In that sense, action Hamchats often come with the necessary item, which is part of the Hamchat motion and doesn't show up in the inventory, and therefore go another way than other adventure games in which the player already has the actions available, but still has to get the required items. Okay, so I remember one of them is Diggy, and when you do the Diggy word, you pull out a shovel and start digging, so you can actually dig with it. The other kind of Hamchat can only be used in conversations. So a Hamchat like Perksy, which means listen, for instance, only has value for conversations. New Hamchats are necessary to gain access to new parts of a conversation and get other Hamhams to do or give something. Apart from Hamchats, the player also is required to obtain items, like a more conventional adventure game, though most of them are merely needed to complete minigames and side quests. They are divided in inventory items, songs, currency, and gems. Inventory items function like they do in any other adventure game and need to be combined with the Hamchats in order to proceed. As in its predecessor, Ham Hams Unite, the game allows you to put together the actions for Hamchat words to create dances, with a room just for this purpose in the clubhouse. The Ham Ham Heartbreak, however, there is an additional feature relating to Ham Jams. You can pick up a variety of items such as sunflower seeds on the ground by selecting Hif Hif, which is the sniff sniff, or digging for them with Dig Dig. Rocks can also be found in this game, but they serve a different purpose in Ham Ham Heartbreak. You can take the rocks and polish them in the Rub Rub room to uncover gems. I forgot about the dancing element. I think there's like a competition on the beach to do like a hula contest with the Ham Ham dances. And for some reason, I remember I couldn't beat that. But I loved collecting the rocks and going to see what kind of gem I had. That was one of my favorite parts of the game. All right, so we're almost done. There's just a little bit of trivia on this page. And then we will send you off to Dreamland. Number one, after Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak, only one more Hamtaro adventure game was released, Hamtaro Rainbow Rescue. Next, the game is mentioned in the Chronicle section of Super Smash Bros. Brawl, along with Hamtaro Ham Hams Unite and Hamtaro Ham Ham games. Rainbow Rescue is not mentioned, possibly due to being developed by Alpha Dream. Is Hamtaro Nintendo? No, it's not. Why would it be in Super Smash Bros? I'm so confused. Is it? Oh my gosh, now I'm so like, what? Is it Nintendo? Oh. Okay, so I just scrolled up and it says that the publisher for Ham Ham Heartbreak is Nintendo. Oh my gosh. That's so funny because I was actually trying to read something that wasn't Nintendo because I had read like Princess Peach and Super Koopa and Koopa Troopa, I meant, and Shy Guy and Kirby and Starfy. Alright, I guess I'm stuck in Nintendo land. Alright, and then the last fact for Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak is rocks that you gather that you rub using the Rub Rub Room. You can use the gems and fossils to make accessories. Oh, okay, I forgot about that. Well, that's it for Hamtaro tonight. I hope that Harmony, the hamster of love, will fly your way and give you beautiful, happy dreams with all of your friends and family there. And that Spat, the evil devil hamster with his trident, is far away. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a happy, sleepy night. Zoo, zoo, zoo. Bye-bye.